AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Hurricane Helene, a Category 4 now, headed for landfall on Florida's northwest coast. Forecasters warn it could create nightmare storm surge, and FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell urges everyone to look beyond the cone you see on weather maps.
The cone is the wind, but the water is what kills people. And so we need to really look at where this storm surge is going to be in Florida. But Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, and those Appalachians, they're going to have up to 20 inches of rain in an area that can have significant flash flooding.
New York City's mayor now under indictment, but Julie Walker reports he's not stepping down.
Protesters shout down New York City's mayor. But a defiant Eric Adams says he's not resigning amid a federal indictment alleging he took bribes and illegal campaign contributions from foreign sources.
My attorneys will take care of the case so I can take care of the city. My day-to-day will not change.
Adams calls the charges political. U.S. Attorney Damian Williams says the mayor broke the law.
The mayor sought and accepted well over $100,000 in luxury travel benefits.
Williams says from some of the same foreign actors who arranged many of the illegal campaign contributions, including representatives of Turkey.
This was a multi-year scheme to buy favor with a single New York City politician on the rise, Eric Adams.
The mayor denies the charges. Julie Walker, New York.
Israel continues to take rocket fire from Hezbollah militants in Lebanon, and now it says it's intercepted missiles fired from Yemen. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel will continue striking Hezbollah with full force, while the military says it killed a drone commander with a strike on Beirut. In executions carried out today in Alabama by nitrogen gas, a man convicted of killing three, and in Oklahoma, despite the state parole board recommending the man be spared. This is AP News. The latest on the doomed submersible Titan.
OceanGate had touted ties to the aerospace industry. Titan imploded last year on its way to the wreck of the Titanic. Five people were killed. NASA engineer Justin Jackson says the agency intended to play a role in building and testing the carbon fiber hull. But because of COVID, the work was relegated to a consulting role. OceanGate wanted to put NASA's name on the Titan.
The language they were using was getting too close to us endorsing. So it was our folks had some heartburn with the endorsement level of it.
Boeing's Mark Negley says some of its recommendations were ignored.
The last time Boeing was in discussion with OceanGate was March of 2020, where we declined to respond to a request for proposal.
The Coast Guard's hearing on Titan will be wrapping up with the last of the witnesses. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.